views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the hit show Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com. During this hit show, David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. He invites you to engage him in discussing how these living messages and living revelations are relevant to your personal spiritual quests. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. Join our sacred circle of oneness and call 1-800-930-2819 to share. Now here is your host, David Christopher Lewis.
Welcome, everyone. God bless you, and thanks for tuning in today. If you're not heart-centered, you will be by the end of this conversation and interview today with my special guest, Melissa Joy Johnson, who is a co-teacher of Matrix Energetics with the pioneering founder of that, Dr. Richard Bartlett, who I've had the privilege of interviewing a couple times, first back in October and then on the Dr. Pat Show on December 23rd. So are you ready to embrace a new state of mind, a new way of looking at the world in which we live, move, and have our being? And are you open to new possibilities where even miracles can manifest? I took a class, an introductory class in Matrix Energetics in early December this past year in Seattle, and I have never laughed so much during a weekend. I've never been so kind of joyous within the inner part of my being and heart as when I experienced what these two very unique and beautiful individuals, Richard and Melissa, were able to put together, and what they've been pioneering all around the world for quite some time now. So we're going to learn a lot from Melissa about Matrix Energetics, and we would love to field some of your questions or comments. And I'm going to give you that number right now so you can consider whether you would like to call in. It's 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. But first, however, my guest, Melissa Joy Johnson. Welcome, Melissa.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here.
So you are very engaging and beautiful, of course, on the inner and the outer. And you were involved in the pharmaceutical industry for a number of years. What happened that you moved into this amazing alchemy of love, is what I would call it, of being able to share the wonders of Matrix Energetics?
Well, that is it's a long story and a short story at the same time. I would say that all of our journeys are a search for the alchemy of love. And originally, when I got into the pharmaceutical industry, I did so because I thought I was going to be able to help people. That was my inherent desire. And I had a very wonderful career for almost 14 years, but over probably the last 6 or 7 years, so roughly half that time, there was a dissonance that was occurring within myself based on what I felt and knew to be true and what I saw to be happening throughout the industry. And rather than really coming into resonance with that core truth that maybe I was not quite in integrity with what was happening, I just kind of ignored it. I'd invested a lot of time. My entire life was ingratiated in the pharmaceutical industry. And what ended up happening was that I got sick. And in my getting sick, I had access to all the best medical experts around the world. They were my colleagues. And I really couldn't find anything to quote unquote heal me. So that aspect, combined with the fact that I got hit by a bus in London at the World Congress of Neurology, sort of pummeled me into a search for alternative or complementary healing in order to find my well-being. And that eventually led me to a Matrix Energetics introductory event in 2006 in San Diego. And I'll never forget, as I was sitting in the audience observing not just a physical conversation that Dr. Bartlett was having with participants, but the energetic conversation, there was such a familiarity of the languaging and the interaction that was going on that I knew that there was something really, really profoundly different about what was happening, and something really meaningful for me. My symptoms went away within a few weeks after being plagued by them for several years. That obviously caught my attention. And I went to a seminar a few weeks later and basically began studying consistently in the field of matrix energetics, and eventually started working with Dr. Richard Bartlett. And really, the rest is history. It was the next step on my path and my journey toward inner and outer coherence and congruency in living a life that I loved.
Well, I believe you are truly authentic, because I've experienced your energy field and what we co-create together, as you say that we do in these wonderful transformational events. So you love to inspire people by the gifts that you've been given. And what is this true authentic self, and how can people play with the energy? How can they learn to be more creative and really living in their integrity?
Well, the true authentic self is really, it's a construct and an opportunity for integration and completion. It's a little bit different from what people talk about their true selves or even their authentic selves, in that the true self is our core essence. It's our essence as unconditional love and limitless potential. Now, that unconditional love and limitless potential is always available, and it's inherently within us when we connect through the field of the heart. However, that which is limitless in its essence and unconditional expresses in what we call conditions, and those conditions often look like limitations. So the authentic self is the aspect of our individuality which is experiencing here in three-dimensional reality conditions, parameters, relationships, experiences. It's still in its essence is unconditional love, but it's been conditioned into the parameters or the brackets of an experience. So the true authentic self is the integration and the synthesis of our core essence as limitless beings, having experiences that look, feel, smell, taste like an experience of limitation. It's the integration of heart-centered awareness, which is limitless potential, with the power of choice, which a choice itself is an expression of potential. It is a distinction that we make in order to navigate through three-dimensional reality. The true authentic self is the integration of the sacred feminine with the sacred masculine. Neither one are sacred and neither one are exclusively masculine or feminine. It's just the integration of the polarities that give rise to our experience in three-dimensional reality. So really, the true authentic self, it's about acceptance of loving yourself exactly as you are, recognizing that no matter what experience you're having, you are not that experience, and that experience doesn't define you. It's just one expression or a distinction in an infinite array of possibilities that are available in any given moment.
Well, you very fluidly express with beautiful language, which is a scientific language and a heart-centered language, what I consider to be the mystical and divine truths that we are all finding now as expressive of what we're moving into in this coming and actually now age of Aquarius, which is the age of divine love. And we're going to learn a lot more from you. And I'd like to talk after our first commercial intermission here about your book, which is titled M-Joy, which is kind of like your nickname, right? M-Joy. M-Joy, Practically Speaking, Matrix Energetics, and Living Your Infinite Potential. It's Melissa Joy Johnson, forward by Richard Bartlett, DC, which is Doctor of Chiropractics, and ND, Naturopathic Doctor. So we're going to talk a lot more about Matrix Energetics, about your book, about your special class that's for women only that you do regularly. And there's just going to be a lot more to this conversation. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis on behalf of the Heart Center community and movement, which you can find out about on our website, heartscenter.org, H-E-A-R-T-S, center.org, no apostrophe. And my guest today is Melissa Joy Johnson. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm David Christopher Lewis, and you're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. And my guest today is Melissa Joy Johnson, the author of M-Joy, Practically Speaking. And tell us about your book, Melissa, and kind of what people can expect in it and the transformational alchemies that they can kind of tune into through the words and the really the blessings that can manifest by just by reading the book.
Thank you. AmJoy, practically speaking, Matrix Energetics and Living Your Infinite Potential is really a journey for the reader into the field of the heart and heart-centered awareness as a platform or a trajectory into empowered, limitless living. The book is, it's kind of a combination of my journey and my experience playing in the field of Matrix Energetics. But it's really not, while it includes a lot about Matrix Energetics, the book is not about Matrix Energetics. It's about interactive reality creation. It is about coming into a cohesive relationship with the true authentic self and then aligning awareness from the field of the heart in all that we notice and experience. So the book has some science in it. It has a lot of spirit in it, and it has really a lot of practicality. Really, the premise of the book is that spirituality is practicality, and how do we integrate our awareness of the knowingness that we are limitless beings into our experience of so-called limitations in everyday life. And it will meet the reader wherever they are on their journey, whatever it is that they think they want to change or experience differently. And it will offer them possibilities and ways of interacting with patterns of light and information so that transformation becomes a way of being, where anything becomes possible in the very next moment. And it's simply a matter of aligning your awareness and resonating with these possibilities so they can actualize as experience.
So our consciousness really does impact everything. And you teach, and Richard teaches, that the science, the quantum science of the new physics really is leading us into this field of the heart where we understand that we are energy, that there is no limitation, and it's really about the paradigms that we hold in our awareness that actually contribute toward the way that things objectively outpicture. And if we can shift into this new reality of understanding that we do impact things by our awareness, it's the what you call the limitless potential really can begin to take hold of our daily lives in a practical way, and we can see both internal and external change. So what are some examples of how this is outpictured either in your classes, in your life, or in some of the miraculous things that you've seen since you've kind of entered this field?
Well, one of the premises that we teach in Matrix Energetics is that essentially reality is up for grabs. And what that means is that reality is, it's very, very malleable. It's very flexible. And our experience, our personal perspective, and even our shared perspectives of reality are a function of resonance. And resonance is simply connection to information. It's the information that we connect to that literally it informs our experience. It's inform in action. And what we teach our students how to consciously do, really in a very playful, very humorous and flexible way, is how to modify resonance. And it's a very, very simple way of paying attention and noticing what you notice. And as a result of connecting to different information, different experiences unfold. Now, we're playing literally in the hologram, or metaphorically, so to speak, because metaphorical is actual. But what happens is that there's a constant feedback loop that's taking place. So reality isn't necessarily out there. What happens is our experience of reality is a function of where we connect to the information. And information surrounds all of us all the time in something called torsion fields. These torsion fields, which is the new physics you were referring to earlier, these torsion fields are communication transfers. They are embedded throughout the fabric of the universe, and they have the ability to communicate information instantaneously anywhere at any time. the field of the heart is a torsion field. So the field of the heart is like our party line for connecting up with all of the information that is inherently available in universal consciousness. We teach our students how to drop down into the field of the heart and connect up with any pattern of information that is in universal consciousness, and based on what they connect to, what expresses is energy unfolding into experience. So what this means is someone might have a disease, or they might have a dysfunctional relationship, or they might just have an inability to land a career of their dreams. Well, that's an experience that's been playing out based on how they've been resonating with patterns of information. In a very, very playful way, we teach our students how to unplug or disconnect from that grid of information, which oftentimes is connected into a morphic field of limitation. And through the simple act of noticing what they notice, we teach them how to connect up into something that's different in terms of a different pattern of information. And then what unfolds naturally and progressively is a different experience. And it's very, very, very easy. It's not something that you think about. It's simply a matter of practicing what we call in matrix energetics, noticing what's different, not what's the same. Because as you know, the more you notice what's the same, the more you are recycling or recreating the resonance that's created the very experience you're trying to change.
Well, I've noticed that many people who are on a spiritual path, or they are really striving to be something better or do more or perfect themselves or reach their ascension, they are not as playful and oftentimes not as happy as what I observed in your classes, which to me is the natural state of the child within us. And what Jesus said, you know, if you would enter the kingdom, become again like a child. And this is what really impressed me, was that, you know, so many people, you know, talk about karma and we got to balance our karma and do this and do that. And really, I think it's a lot more simple. I think you all have tapped into the simplicity and the beauty and the harmony of this field of the heart, which is the key to real transformation. So can you give us a couple examples of how people were transformed almost, you know, in the twinkling of an eye?
Yeah. And I want to address something that you said in the very beginning. There's nothing wrong with a spiritual journey or seeking ascension or enlightenment and so forth. But part of the problem or limitation with that type of model is that as long as you're always reaching for something that you think is outside of yourself or that you've not yet acquired or attained, you're constantly going to be living in the stress of a gap between who you are and what you desire. And the basis of heart-centered awareness is the inherent recognition that we all already are what we wish to become. We all are already naturally, inherently complete. We are all perfect. We are all universal consciousness in its infinite potential, experiencing itself through us. And so what heart-centered awareness very easily and quickly brings forth to the recognition of the individual is that inherent completion where everything is available. So what we've noticed throughout the years, both in seminars as well as in our private clinical practice and even in our personal lives, is that when we embody heart-centered awareness, the things that we want to change peacefully coexist alongside the change that is already available and happened. Because heart-centered awareness, it's basically all-inclusive. It is recognizing that the experiences of duality and the polarities that give rise to our experience of contrast are inherently connected. Everything's connected. So in one frame of reference, you could be having an experience called a cancer. which is, you know, when you're in the diagnosis of a cancer and the morphic field of a cancer, there's a lot of limitations embedded within that field that limit how that experience can show up. Dropping down into the field of the heart in heart-centered awareness allows for the cancer to be as one possibility, and all the other possibilities that are available outside of that limited perception or distinction called diagnosis of cancer as an expression. And what happens when we drop into the field of the heart is that all of the hooks and the attachments and the limitations that go along with the distinctions that we've made are released. And literally, physical cancers can go away instantly. Lifelong depression can lift. Battles with financial affluence can change. I mean, literally, anything becomes possible and available because you aren't hooked into your preconceived notion of how reality needs to show up based on how it showed up in the past.
Well, great. We're going to talk a lot more after this intermission with my guest today, Melissa Joy Johnson, the author of M. Joy, Practically Speaking, Matrix Energetics, and Living Your Infinite Potential. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com, that's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com, or call 206-420-8660.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Well, I can feel that crystalline energy with that little music blurb there. I'm David Christopher Lewis. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. And my guest today is Melissa Joy Johnson. And Melissa, tell us, for any of our audience today who may be interested in checking out the seminars that you and Richard are sharing throughout the United States and the world, where you guys will be next.
Well, we are kicking off the 2015 Year of Transformation in San Francisco this weekend, January 16th, all the way to January 21st. We'll be teaching the Fundamentals Matrix Energetic Seminar, which is all about heart-centered awareness, learning how to get out of your own way, and then learning specific ways to navigate through any pattern of consciousness. We'll be following that up with the Magic Course, as well as our brand new Master Harmonics Resonance Technology Course, which is an advanced course for restoring coherence in the physical body and the biofield. After San Francisco, we'll be in Albuquerque, and then I will be teaching the MJOY of Being Women Seminar Series in Philadelphia in February. We will then be back on the Western side of the hemisphere teaching in Vancouver, and we'll be back in Toronto later in February. We will be following that up with seminars in Chicago and Asheville, and then Sydney, Australia, followed by Moscow, Russia, and Croatia.
Wow, world travelers, world changers. So if you've been listening today and you have a question or a comment for Melissa or me, you can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. So you were talking about the transformation that occurs and the new possibilities that are presented when you're in this field of the heart. And you're talking about, you know, the woman, you know, someone who may be told they have this thing called cancer. Tell us more about what people can do who may be, you know, in a challenging health crisis or situation to, besides attending your classes, of course, or reading your book, what they can do now to kind of shift and understand more of what you're saying today.
Well, in addition to dropping into the field of the heart and connecting to that space of grace where everything becomes available, there's tremendous value in literally bringing levity to the situation. And that's really what we employ in Matrix Energetics through the art and science of play. When you play with when you play with reality, reality will play back. So while having a diagnosis or a perceived tragedy in one's life or a problem that seems like it isn't moving can feel very real, it also feels very limiting. And there's not a lot of levity or flexibility in a problem changing when you perceive it as a problem. So in Matrix Energetics, we don't really work with problems. We don't work with conditions. We don't work with diseases. We play with patterns of information, and we recognize that every individual is really a unique configuration of patterns of light and information. So the first thing that I would say to anyone and everyone who's experiencing something that feels like it isn't changing or that they want to change is to really approach it from a state of play, to let go of any attachment to a specific outcome. Because really, when you let go of an attachment to a specific outcome, you are opening into the realm of miracles. A miracle is anything that occurs outside of the realm of a preconceived notion of how reality is supposed to show up. So if you let go of attachments to how reality needs to show up, then you're creating a fertile breeding ground for miracles to unfold in every single moment. So if there's something happening, let's call it a diagnosis. That diagnosis, when you are resonating with it, limits what becomes possible because you're locking into a corresponding morphic field. A morphic field is a large cluster of patterns of information that command or give marching orders to our experiences. So a diagnosis such as cancer, so to speak, has a huge morphic field. Embedded within that morphic field are all of the doctors that have ever treated cancer, all of the pharmaceutical companies that have ever invested in the perpetuation of the disease and the treatments to support that cancer. And there are inherent limitations when you're locked into a diagnosis based on the parameters of that morphic field. So rather than calling it cancer, just call it nothing. Don't give it a name. Don't identify with it. Recognize that there are simply attributes of certain experiences that are playing out in a certain way and become curious about them. Open into asking what it would be like if you could experience that pattern differently. By calling it a pattern rather than a problem, a condition, or a disease, the charge for or against that pattern changing is alleviated. And when there is no charge, you move your awareness into neutrality. And neutrality is the portal for unity where anything becomes possible. So I would say to everyone, be playful with your problems. Don't see them as problems. Just see them as patterns, as placeholders, and invite your curiosity to open into what it would be like if they could show up in a different way.
Wonderful. Well, I noticed when I took the class that there were a lot of energy workers, chiropractors, even some regular physicians, and people that obviously are in kind of the health field, the natural health field. And as Richard shared with me on our previous shows, you know, this is different than what people do when they're energy workers, they use Reiki or whatever. For those who didn't hear his interviews, can you explain a little bit about how you work with a client so that they understand that it's not you doing anything? Because during the class that I took, you keep saying over and over, we're not doing anything. We're noticing bits of information and we're playing and we're just observing, and then we kind of do something. There are some, I won't say techniques, there's some tools that you have to assist in using your understanding to help people. Yet how do you do it that's different than, let's say, an energy worker, someone who's like there holding their hands out and sending energy to heal someone? This is totally different, right?
It is totally different. And the concepts often get confused because as Lieutenant Colonel Tom Bearden likes to say, energy, you know, we don't even know what energy is. We know what energy does, right? We're able to measure the result of the effects of energy, but we don't know precisely what it is. And energy has been defined as the capacity to do work. So energy work is working at the capacity to do work. That is very circular, and well, I'm even tired thinking about it. So in matrix energetics, it isn't an energy-based model. It's informational-based, right? All of our experiences, all of our expressions, even energy, is the result of connection to information. And information is everywhere, holographically and holonomically encoded in the universe. So depending upon the informational patterns or templates that we connect to, we experience different energy. Energy is the expression of connecting to information. In matrix energetics, it's all about connection. Connection, connection, connection. Based upon the information that you connect to, you will correspondingly experience specific energetic expressions. So when we say we're not doing anything, in a sense, it's true in that we are not doing anything as a sense of separate individuals exerting our will or our force upon another separate distinct individual. We're not doing anything because all we are doing is allowing for the inherent connection that is available for all of us to occur. And then all we have to do is notice. And then from the noticing, we get to choose where we're going to resonate, and where we resonate, we experience. So it's a different mindset in that when we drop down into the field of the heart, there's nothing to do per se because everything is available as a part of itself. So it's simply a matter of noticing what you notice. And in the noticing, a connection is established. And when that connection is established, what unfolds is a different experience. Now, with all that being said, it's a little bit of a misnomer to say we're not doing anything, because if I were listening to this radio show, I would say, well, why would I want to come to a seminar in order to learn how to do nothing? I can do that sitting on my couch, you know, and I don't even really even have to get up to turn on the television set. I've got a remote control. Matrix energetics is kind of like a remote control in terms of connecting up with all of the information that is available on universal satellite broadcast. We learn very specific ways of connecting up to various channels. And when I say channels, I just mean signals, and signals establish the connection with information. We learn how to modify our resonance through playfulness. We teach strategies like the two-point, time travel, parallel universes, archetypes, frequencies, modules, templates. These are all different ways of getting into rapport or connecting to patterns or packets of information that naturally allow for a different experience to unfold. So yes, we're doing nothing, but we're doing a whole lot of nothing in terms of accessing the all. And when we access the all, anything becomes possible, it becomes probable, and it becomes much more likely to actualize as experience. And it doesn't take a lot of practice or a lot of time. All it takes is a willingness and a curiosity to connect to the field. And once that connection is made, anything becomes possible.
Well, thank you, Melissa. I love that explanation. It's very powerful. And it really is a spiritual reconnection. And I do have to say that I think you and Richard provide the space through your heart field for that kind of that reconnection to occur. That's my observation. My guest today, Melissa Joy Johnson, and you're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis. We'll be back in just a few minutes for our final segment. Stay tuned.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com, or call 206-420-8660.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm David Christopher Lewis. My guest is Melissa Joy Johnson. Melissa, what's the website that people can go to learn more information and sign up for one of your courses?
The Matrix Energetics website is www.matrixenergetics.com, and that's spelled MatrixEnergetics. There are various seminars that are posted on the website, as well as links to purchasing any one of the three Matrix Energetics books. We also have two audio programs that are available, as well as many, many hours of free webinars that can give the curious student a sense of what's available in the field of Matrix Energetics. There's just about something for everyone.
Wonderful. And I've been told we have a caller on the line, Daniel from Bozeman, Montana. Go ahead. Are you there, Daniel? May have lost him.
Well, Daniel, the answer is yes.
Okay. During our last commercial intermission, you were saying that you'd like to share a little bit about the practicality of Matrix Energetics. So, Daniel is there now. So, Daniel, go ahead and ask your question. Hello? Okay, we're still not hearing them, Brian. So, Melissa, what are some of the practical aspects of Matrix Energetics that you were telling me during the intermission there?
You know, it's one thing to come to a seminar and have an experience that is life-transforming over the weekend, and then you go back to the way your life was constructed before the experience. And that's not what Matrix Energetics is about. Everything that we teach, as outrageous as it may seem, is really based on the practicality of learning how to navigate more fluidly and expansively in everyday life. So every skill set that we teach and all the information that we put forth in a Matrix Energetics seminar can be applied to any experience and every experience in everyday life. It's really spirituality is practicality, and what Matrix Energetics offers is the ability to stop segregating and compartmentalizing our awareness into fragmented states of being. Matrix Energetics will change up your relationship with yourself as an ever-evolving, expanding light being of consciousness. And that is practically applicable in every scenario that you may encounter, whether you're talking about personal relationships, your relationship to your job, or just your relationship to the environment. When you learn how to shift how you show up in relation to all the patterns of information that surround you, everything becomes different.
Well, this is what I loved about the class and about you in particular, and Richard, that you are very practical. Richard is an amazing healer. And of course, I say that knowing that the energy and God within him is the healer. And I've experienced that firsthand. And I observed a number of phenomenal things happening. And I observed things within myself during the class that I took that were self-transformational and very deep personal experiences that some of which I don't know that I'd really share. They were just very, very deep. So anyone who attends your seminars, you can expect transformational change, and I guarantee it. So there. Daniel is now back on the line. And Daniel, you got we have about 2 minutes, so go ahead.
Okay, I've never been married, and it seems like even dating women is like pulling teeth. Now, I could say mea culpa and say that I must be doing something wrong, but I also know that there's a bedrock rule of the universe called free will. If the free will of a woman doesn't decide that she will not date me, there's nothing I can really do. Is there factored into your theory of the law of free will that if a person doesn't want to do something, there's no way that cleaning up your attitude and plugging into a proper morphic field will help?
Absolutely. And yes, dating women is like pulling teeth. It's why I don't do it. But what I would say is that the notion of free will is somewhat misconstrued, because many of us really don't even have access to free will, because we are unconsciously and to some extent consciously resonating with morphic fields that prevent us from being able to freely choose. And what we teach in Matrix Energetics, as I've shared, is learning how to consciously choose where you're going to resonate. Now, in heart-centered awareness, there is no separation of self and other. There is no exerting one's will over onto another. We aren't choosing for other people what they need to do, but we are moving into a resonance where we are able to connect to anything and everything becomes available. When everything becomes available, we lose our attachment to whether someone chooses us or doesn't choose us. We become kind of free-flowing with the universe. Now, that doesn't mean you lose your desire for an intimate relationship or seeking a partner, but an opportunity presents itself to really, it sounds cheesy, but to like marry yourself, where you come into a very cohesive relationship of self in relation to self. And when you are resonating in that space of, we could call it unconditional love, I like to really call it cohesiveness, then no matter what it is that you are experiencing, you're going to align your awareness and attract something that's going to reflect back what you're putting out. So what I would say, I think we're running out of time,
I'm going to have to cut you off there just because I have to get in a little blurb. That was absolutely profound. And I think it's very great wisdom for anyone who desires a relationship. My guest today has been Melissa Joy Johnson. I'm sorry to cut you off. I do have to tell you about our show next week. It's with 87-year-old Lane Burke, who is an amazing woman I met twice on the East Coast. She lives in Baltimore. She was one of the original co-founders of the Peace Corps, and she's met Einstein, Rudolf Steiner, Reverend Tutu, Nelson Mandela. She was involved in helping Russian Jews and ballerinas escape from the Soviet Union in the 60s. She's a founder of Community Arts. She was actually a spy during World War II, and an amazing woman. So stay tuned next week for that. You've been listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. God bless you. Thank you, Melissa, and thank you, our audience today. Take care and stay heart-centered.
You've been listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis. Tune into this hit show every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as David shares received messages from the angels, masters, and divine beings and touches on progressive revelations for today on diverse topics including divine science, advanced alchemy, cosmic solar awareness, the new blue wave, abundance and healing. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. For more information and to contact David, visit HeartCenterTalkRadio.org or call 360-894-4410. See you next week. Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
The Read of a Lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.